Welcome, everybody. I am Jack Barugin. You're listening to Cloud Sense. And, you know, there was an article that went, you know, largely unseen. And when I say that, it's really a press release. And there was an article that was written about it that nobody really read and talked about here in the U.S. But it was one of those articles that I think was so important. And I actually caught it only because a good friend of mine from overseas who's in Singapore sent it to me and said, Jack, I want you to take a look at this and see what's happened here in Singapore. Now, I want to explain this. This is about blockchain technology. This is about settlement of tokens and, more importantly, using blockchain technology for the settlement of tokenized assets. Now, you might think that, you know, that's being done. Well, it's not. It really isn't being done. What we haven't seen yet is what we call DVP, that's delivery versus payment, which is really the settlement procedure where securities or commodities or whatever are simultaneously exchanged, and if you know, for the delivery of something else, okay, whether it be payment or whether it be a corresponding asset, whatever it might be. It could be a barter. But more importantly, it's part of the whole smart contract procedure. But you need to have delivery versus payment to make it work. And what happened is that the Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Singapore Exchange, which, by the way, has always been light years ahead of everybody else. The Singapore Exchange, and my good friend Tom Cloete was chairman of the exchange, so full disclosure there, I've always been a big fan of that exchange. But more importantly, what they have always tried to do, and really were way ahead of the game, is looking for ways to be efficient in the use of capital, whether it be through cross margining, which is taking one asset class and using it to margin against another, or whether they do exactly what they've done in this case, and that is leveraging blockchain to be able to tune smart contracts, if you think about it, and use them effectively. Now, there are a lot of things that can happen with this, and I'm going to get into it in a second, but smart contracts, if you think about it, are what's needed, not only in the new world of crypto, but I would argue that smart contracts are going to be the gateway for the use of smart commodities, for the efficiency of capital, and for blockchain technology to be used in ways that nobody really thought it could be used before. How about that, folks? All right? All of a sudden, a use for something that no one ever thought of before. It's like when they invented the cloud, they never thought of blockchain. All right, we'll take a couple of minutes. When we come back, let's talk about it.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We are talking about tokenization, and more importantly, the settlement of tokenized assets. And I want you to think about that for a second. And I know it seems like it's a bit of an abstract concept, but it really isn't. What we're talking about is pure settlement. We're talking about what in many cases, believe it or not, still takes two days, three days in some cases. All right, that's what they call T+2. That's transaction plus 2 days for settlement. When you buy stock, folks, all right, whether you know it or not, that stock isn't in your account for a couple of days. That's insane in this day and age, especially now that we have got blockchain technology. Now, I want you to listen to a quote that was made, and this is made by the chief fintech officer at the Monetary Authority of Singapore. Now, for those that don't know, that's probably one of the wealthiest central banks in the world. But listen to this. Blockchain technology and asset tokenization are fueling a new wave of innovation globally. Ha! There's a blinding glimpse of the obvious for those of us that know that part of the world. The project has demonstrated the value of blockchain technology and the benefits that it can bring to the financial industry in the short and medium term. The concept of asset tokenization, as well as other learnings gleaned from this project, can potentially be applied to a broad spectrum of the economy. I love that. See, there's, again, a vision that right now is not being shared by everybody, all right? I mean, look, you hear Ariel Rubini, for those of you that have been listening or following his quotes, here's an unbeliever. He's telling you that that crypto's crap, okay? Well, you know what? Let him say that. He's been so wrong about so many different things. And for those of you that are newbies and don't know who Ariel Rubini is, look him up. I don't want to bother even talking about him too much. But more importantly, the reality of the game here is that we're starting to see tokenization work the way it should. And, you know, for those of you, this is not really pushing crypto. It's not, I'm not talking about, you know, Bitcoin. I'm not pushing a technology on you. I am giving you a fact. All right. You have got one of the leading exchanges in the world, which is the Singapore Exchange. And you have got one of the leading central banks in the world, by the way, and they have always been ahead of the game. They were trading derivatives with a portion of their portfolio back when Harvard Endowment was doing it. And they were the only endowment doing it at the time. And now, you know, they took, what, $2 billion, and now it's $30 billion. But more importantly, you're talking about smart people, folks. And I think that's really the point I'm trying to make. And they have now figured out a way to have settlement of tokenized assets, delivery versus payment, folks. This is such a big stride, and nobody's talking about it. That is what gets me, and that is one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast specifically about that. I want you to look it up, all right? Pay attention to what is happening. Again, the Monetary Authority of Singapore and, of course, the Singapore Exchange, that's SGX, they have been able to do something that nobody else has been doing yet. All right, and I've got a feeling it's going to be a tidal wave of efficiency that you'll see over the course of the next few years. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'm Jack Barugian. I'll be talking to you soon.